There's all of the latest news in PM at 5 o'clock. But first, here's Fee Glover with today's visit to the Listening Project.
Hello. Luke is a senior lecturer in autism. He teaches all across the country, from London to Glasgow via Manchester and Sheffield, although he lives in the Peak District with his wife, their two boys, three cats, and Sandy Pancake Waggy Eyes the dog. Oh, come on, the joys and the detail. This is a conversation he chose to have with Dream, who's 49. Incidentally, that's his chosen name and not his given name. They're friends, and they met at a conference about autism. Dream was diagnosed with Asperger's syndrome 3 years ago. He lives on his own in Cheshire. This conversation was recorded on his birthday, something that his counsellor Skippy was really excited about. Sadly, she passed away shortly before that day. Here are Luke and Dream talking about the things they have in common. Luke starts.
One of the things that I've always found from you is that level of absolute honesty. And that to me is hugely refreshing. And I'm not sure whether or not you know how few and far between, certainly I experience, individuals with whom I can have that sort of relationship.
I know that you are few and far between because of the same situation for me. But relationship-wise, it's a literal meeting of minds. That's how I feel. You know, it's not like we'd sort of hang about and stuff. You know, you wouldn't invite me over for a dinner party or that sort of... Well, you might, but I'm just unlikely.
That's interesting in and of itself. I used to... Well, I still do to a certain degree. I find relationships very, very difficult to judge, for want of a better word. That's not the best word. It's how can you somehow place a clarity of value on a relationship in terms of understanding what it means? And when I was younger, I started working out whether or not I enjoyed a relationship with another person based on using my imagination and thinking, if that person was to die, how upset would I be? And in what way, and using that as a measure of whether or not it was a good or bad relationship.
See, that sounds quite reasonable to me.
Good. Yeah. If I've ever disclosed that to other people, I get some funny looks. I still think it's there's a fairly strong rationale behind it, I think. If I didn't have access to doing that, how else would I understand relationships?
That's a very difficult one, because I've actually never had a relationship, I'm using air quotes, in the sense of a partner. You know, never had a girlfriend properly or anything. Doesn't really worry me, but when my father died on 5th of January 2001, that was the most profound experience at that point that I'd ever had. And I didn't even get on that well with the guy. But the finality of it was very peculiar, and it was a very difficult time. See, that's the thing. The only other person that has really had such a profound effect, talking about the death, is my friend Skippy. And she was the best counsellor I've ever had. You know, the empathy that we could share, I've just not experienced that from anyone else.
Luke and Dream were recorded by our producer, Rav Sangera, at BBC Radio Sheffield.